There is a scripture here that I want to share with you from the Classic Amplified. Proverbs chapter 3. My son, forget not my law or teaching. Let your heart keep my commandments. Not your head, your heart. Keep my commandments. For length of days and years of a life worth living and tranquility inward and outward, continuing through old age until death, these shall they add unto you. Let mercy and kindness, that's hesed, let not mercy and kindness, shutting out all hatred and selfishness and truth, shutting out all deliberate hypocrisy and falsehood, forsake you. Bind them about your neck. Write them on the table of your heart. Isn't that just magnificent? A life worth living in tranquility. A sick life needs to go away. Now, I want to go to Exodus 23:25. Because this is something that I experienced. And it's been misunderstood in a lot of places. We'll look at it in both translations. Do you have your Bible under your King James open there? Behold, I send an angel before thee to keep thee in the way, to bring thee into place where I have prepared. Beware of him and obey his voice. Provoke him not, for he will not pardon your transgressions, for my name is in him. But if you shall indeed obey his voice and do all that I speak, then I will be an enemy unto thine enemies, adversary unto thy adversaries, for my angel shall go before thee. 25, and you shall serve the Lord your God, and he, the angel, will bless your bread and water, and I'll take sickness from the midst of thee. And people think that's God. No, it's the angel. And we've done it many times. And every time we go to have a meal with Keith and Phyllis, we dispatch the angels to the kitchen and make sure they don't drop the thing in the dirt. Now that's good. And this is the way you pray about it at the table. Now, but I want to read, there's something here. Now listen to this. You shall serve the Lord your God. He, your angel, shall bless your bread and water. I will take sickness from your midst. None shall you lose their young by miscarriage or be barren in your land. I will fulfill the number of your days. We have used that scripture and stopped miscarriages. That's blood-backed. I'm telling you, and the blood of Jesus ratified it. So don't forget that. I'm telling you, that's a baby scripture right from heaven itself. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I A few years ago, I had a running vision. There at the house, and I record the service, and it started, and then I just picked up my phone. And I text Terry and I said, put George on the phone. I said, put it on the speaker and put it up for a microphone. I don't know just what all is going to come out of this, but I began to call the blanket of blood. And I saw this blanket of red blood across. And then it turned into a garden. And then there was these little flowers, little petals that began to fall. And all of a sudden, the little petals began to be children. And they were coming into the earth. And it rose up on the inside of me, and the Lord said, these will not be aborted. And there it was, and it just went on and on. And all of a sudden that blanket of blood stood up right in front of me, and it was the United States flag. Glory to God. Vision. Praise you, Jesus. Now then, I had an experience with this, and that's the reason I brought this up. And you shall serve the Lord your God. He'll bless your bread and water. I will take sickness from the midst of thee. I meditated that. Now, when you leave our home, there's a driveway there, And that property is out in the country. It used to be out in the country. And they are building so much, it's not out in the country anymore. But you can drive 60 miles an hour between there and civilization. But there's so much going on out there now. They're just building all over the place. And there's a big housing project right there. In fact, Rome, Texas is just not R-O-M-E, R-H-O-M-E. And it's just this little community there. And they're building all these houses. And so driving the speed limit from Rome all the way around to the parking lot of EMIC was 5 minutes. Now, down in the flat where we intend to build the larger sanctuary, it was 3. So people that, if you want a house in there where you can come to EMIC, you better hurry up, because how many people are buying those things? But come on home. I said all that to give you a picture of what's going on around there. And I'm driving out of my driveway. And I stopped. And you need to do this. I just stopped out there. He's taken sickness from the midst of me. He's taken sickness from the midst of me. He's taken sickness from me. Glory to God. I just got out of my car and I said, I'll never be sick another day in my life hereafter forever. That and vitamin C will get you somewhere. And I haven't been. Well, I'm not the only one. But take advantage of these things and become blood covenant minded. Jesus' blood ratified that. It cannot fail. And it won't fail in here this morning. Glory to God, hallelujah. Now then, I've been praying about this, and since before I left home, and if I had to put my opinion, which is Bible-based, but I'm also talking about glory in me, and also the fact that it's there's so little proper revelation from the Scripture concerning it. Go to the 27th chapter of the book of Deuteronomy. Have you ever considered reading the book of Deuteronomy? This is what I like about the Classic Amplified. There's outlines and so forth about the book before you get into it. And this is the reason that it's so vitally important. We're so blessed that in our ministry now has the publication of this. There's tithing scriptures in the 26th chapter. The 27th. And Moses with the elders of Israel commanded the people, saying, keep all the commandments which I command you this day. And it shall be on the day when you shall pass over Jordan unto the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee. Now, the Lord thy God, Jehovah Elohim, always look those things up. Jehovah Elohim, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Oh, he's always there. Thou shalt set up great stones and plaster them with plaster, and write upon them all the words of this law. And when you have passed over, that you may go into the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, a land that flows with milk and honey, as the Lord God of thy fathers has promised thee. Therefore, when you see therefore, find out what is therefore. That's what Brother Hagin said. Therefore it shall be, when you be gone over Jordan, that you shall set up these stones, which I command you this day, in Mount Ebal, and there plaster them with plaster. Then shall you build an altar to the Lord thy God, and out of these stones you'll lift them up, not any iron or tool upon them. And you shall build the altar of the Lord thy God of whole stones, and thou shalt offer burnt offerings thereupon in the Lord thy God. And thou shalt offer peace offerings, and thou shalt eat there, and thou shalt write them upon, and Then Moses and the priests and the Levites spoke to all, saying, take heed and hearken, O Israel. Thou art become the people of the Lord thy God. And thou shalt therefore obey the voice of the Lord God and do his commandments and statutes, which I command this day. And Moses charged the people the same day, saying, and these shall stand upon Mount Gerizim to bless the people. And all are come over Jordan, Simeon, Levi, Judah, Issachar, Joseph, and Benjamin. And these shall stand on Mount Ebal to curse Reuben, Gad, Asher, Zebulun, Dan, and Naphtali. All right. These are real mountains. So let's look at them. The picture up there. There they are. Now, look at the difference. That's Shechem in the middle. The Blessing Mountain. And you get that picture, you can't see it all. But there's things growing there. Look at the Curse Mountain over there and how bald that side of it, because it's all alkaline. There won't anything grow over there. So that's the Curse Mountain. Well, you got a million people on this side and a million people on that side, shouting back and forth. To get this, I mean, this is show and tell. To impress their hearts and minds. Now, and they're shouting across back and forth. 28, it shall come to pass, if you will hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and do all of his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee high above all nations, and all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee. And thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. Blessed shall you be in this city. Blessed shall you be in the field. Blessed shall be the fruit of your body. Blessed the fruit of your ground, the fruit of thy cattle, increase of thy kine, K-I-N-E, not K-I-N-D. Kine. What is kine? Your oxen, your cattle, whatever it takes to till the land. Do you need kine? Equipment. Hallelujah. Praise God. Well, and the blessing here, and part of that, they are blessed. Your oxen not going to get sick. There's healing for your animals. Oh, Brother Copeland, you think God would heal a dog? Not for you, he won't. I was preaching, and a man came up after the service. He said, Brother Copeland, my daughter has a little Pekingese, and that little Pekingese has seizures. Would you come pray? Sure. So he took me to their home, and we walked in the kitchen, and she brought that little dog in there, and that little dog had a seizure right there in front of us. I just laid my hands on that little fella, and I said, no, 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 no. No, devil, take your hands off it. This dog don't belong to you. Take your hands off right now. The dog was healed. Scripture says he'll heal a man and his beasts. He created all living things. And what's easy to get an animal healed, they can't talk themselves out of it. There was a Chinese doctor And he was here, and of course, and he, you know, he put on a little bit. And he was talking to my dad. He said, very easy, get people well. Take off head, put on shelf. Get body well, put head back. But here's the curse and here's the blessing. And you go on and read these things very carefully. The Lord shall command the blessing upon you in all your storehouses. Your storehouses. Amen. Your savings. And in all that you set your hand unto, he shall bless in the land which the Lord thy God giveth thee, and establish you a holy people unto himself, and has sworn unto thee that if thou shalt keep the commandments of the Lord thy God and walk in his ways, all the people of the earth shall see that you are called by the name of the Lord, and they shall be afraid of thee. Now, you know. It's in the book. So, now, all of these blessings shall come on you and overtake you. And thou shalt not go aside from any of the words which I command thee this day, to the right hand or the left, or to go after other gods to serve them. But it shall come to pass, if you'll not hearken, Gloria said, see there, here, Ken. Well, I'm listening. If you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God to observe to do all of his commandments and his statutes, which I command thee this day, all these curses shall come on you and overtake you. So he does it. Here is the revelation of this. He doesn't just decide to just bless you. No, the blessing's already there. It'll come on you and overtake you. So will a curse. The choice is yours.
I'm Susan Brumbaugh from Baltimore, Maryland, and I graduated from KCBC in May of last year. I was in the process of moving from Texas back to my home in Maryland, and my husband of 31 years was killed suddenly. I knew to stand on the word and do not grieve. The joy of the Lord is your strength, and that Jesus was sent to comfort those that mourn. I knew it in my head, and I spoke it and believed it. I knew where Dave was. I knew the morning that he passed suddenly. A voice from heaven told me Dave's with Jesus. Well, 20 minutes later, in the waiting room at Shock Trauma, they came out and told me that he had passed. And so in my head, I was able to handle all of this, you know, but the uncontrollable crying and awful moments, and this last 7 months has been very difficult in that regard. In the meantime, I developed kidney problems, and I've been to two different doctors trying to figure out what was wrong, and they couldn't help me, and antibiotics and all that kind of thing. Brother Copeland today talked about the spirit of grief. When he prayed, I felt the spirit of grief leave. There's no more pain in my kidneys. I am pain-free, and I don't feel this urge to cry. That's not welling up inside of me any longer. So praise God, I am healed, and it's a healing for my soul too, not just in my body, but in my soul.
Do you truly believe God can heal you? When the enemy comes from all angles to scare you into believing that you can't be delivered, overcome fear, defeat doubt, and build your faith with the Word of God. In the Healing is Yours package, you'll learn the truth of God's Word that will renew your mind and build your faith for your healing. Hear what God has to say about your healing in Healing Scriptures, a CD by Kenneth Copeland that reinforces with Scripture that God wants you well. You Are Healed, a mini book also by Kenneth Copeland, explains God's covenant of healing for you. Every word from Jesus brought deliverance and healing. Bring that Word of God into your household and charge up your faith to be made whole again in every area of your life. God's will is to heal, and He will heal everyone who comes to Him in faith. Because of your position in God, as His child and as joint heir with Jesus, healing belongs to you. Allow God's healing power to overtake you. Be sure to request your free Healing is Yours package from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Know, beyond all doubt, that by the stripes of Jesus, you are healed. Go to kcm.org/TV special or call 800-600-7395. Offer good for 60 days. If you are outside the United States, shipping charges may apply. Contact your regional office for more information.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. If you're born again, child of God, then you're created to live the blessed life. The blessing is God's plan for you. Every promise He's given to you in His Word is your covenant right. And those promises will never fail because they're guaranteed by the precious blood of Jesus. Now, the way to receive the blessed life He's promised is by faith and following His commandments. Jesus said in John 12:50, that obeying God's commandment is how we access eternal life. When we feed on His Word and do what He tells us, then we can experience the benefits of eternal life right now. A great way to feed on God's Word is by hearing anointed teaching. Speaking of which, I want to invite you to join us for the Southwest Believers Convention right here in Fort Worth, Texas, July 29th through August 3rd at the Fort Worth Convention Center. Get immersed in an atmosphere of faith, filled with the presence of God for 6 whole days. Come learn how to apply the truth of God's Word to your life and receive every victory Jesus won for us. This event is free. For more information, go to kcm.org/events. Thank you for joining us. We'll see you tomorrow. This is Brother Larry reminding you that God loves you, we love you, and Jesus is Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. To learn more about Kenneth Copeland Ministries and how we can help you grow in faith, check out our website for free content and resources available to you on kcm.org.